Perloff has an update on the Diet Dr. Pepper in just a moment. Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. So glad to have you. It's Tuesday. Okay, so big things happening in Dallas. Jerry Jones not on radio again today. I don't know why. The last 2 weeks now he hasn't been on, so we don't get updates from Jerry. But Perloff, obviously the big news is that Kellen Moore has now moved on to become the offensive coordinator with the Los Angeles Chargers. So that's a nice landing spot. You know, if you're going to have one team want to move on from you, to land with Justin Herbert is not bad. But let's focus on the Cowboys part of this for a second. So they fire Kellen Moore. They fired their offensive line coach. They fired the running backs coach and I believe the quarterback coach, I think. So
did you mention Leon Lett, which I love?
That was on the defensive side, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. But I just love that they fired him. I had no idea he was a coach. That's awesome.
So the offense is getting an overhaul. And one of the biggest changes is that now Mike McCarthy is going to be calling plays. And you could say that from the moment they hired Mike McCarthy, maybe he should have been calling plays to begin with. You hired him because he's an offensive-minded coach.
Yeah.
He's had success in the past. And the fact that Kellen Moore, which was an arranged marriage with McCarthy, Moore was a holdover from Jason Garrett's staff, that maybe, you know, that Mike McCarthy should have had a chance to implement his offense to begin with.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, McCarthy got a little long in the tooth for play calling. He sort of started to get passed over. I think at the end of Green Bay, I don't think their offense was considered super creative compared to Sean McVay and those offenses. So I know he's had a lot of success in the NFL calling plays, but I do think there was this thought, especially towards the end of Green Bay, he needed a little bit of an infusion of new blood, NFL play calling style.
No doubt. It was that it got staled.
Yeah.
Stale and predictable.
So that, I don't think we all, when he got to Dallas, not everybody said, oh, McCarthy's got to call the plays. It's not like Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay got to Dallas. I think there was this idea that McCarthy's time might have passed.
Yeah, but don't forget, remember, he went on that whole tour where talked to the Pro Focus guys, and now he was a whole
and he lied
man.
About, what did he lie about, seeing all these teams?
No, he lied about watching every snap that the Cowboys took the year before.
Minor detail. Put him in Congress.
Has he watched every snap this year?
Yeah. Are we going to find out that he was actually like dressing in drag in Brazil and representing a district in Long Island? No, I think that it's always funny to find out that your candidate was lying in the press conference when the cameras are all rolling. Anyway, Cowboys did a good job laughing that off. But here's the thing. Mike McCarthy now, I ask you, how much do you think he can really improve this offense? Because we have a lot of criticisms of the Dallas Cowboys about them, you know, not making it to the Super Bowl and how they've fallen short against the 49ers the last 2 years. But I think you'd have to be crazy to think that the offense was somehow broken. You were second in the league in yards and points behind only the Kansas City Chiefs. And you've been top 10 and top 5 for most of the seasons when McCarthy's actually had a healthy quarterback. I mean, when Andy Dalton comes in for Dak Prescott, all right, you're going to fall off a bit of a cliff there. The defense wasn't that great either. But this was already a defense that functioned. Now, listen, I'm no Kellen Moore, like, fangirl. Mm-hmm. But is McCarthy going to actually make this better, considering this was already a very good offense?
This was a Jason Garrett offense.
Well, Jason Garrett would only go 8-8 every year.
But yes, it was the record was better because the defense picked up. But this is an offense that can churn out yards in the regular season. But when you go against the great defenses in the NFL, it's just not creative enough. How many, and I'm stealing this from a lot of Cowboys writers write about this. What is the third down and 8 play for the Cowboys? It's all the receivers go 9 yards and turn around at the stick and try and catch the ball. They're so predictable. Think about the interceptions in the Niners game. One of them was on a 2nd and 2 right after Tony Pollard got hurt.
Yeah.
It was 2nd and 2, and they throw a 4-yard pass to CeeDee Lamb. What is that play call? I didn't even understand what they were trying to do.
And it was like right in between two of the best defenders in the league.
And the other one was
not smart.
The really bad one by Dak when he double pumped and threw it. It got picked deep in their own territory. That was another like boring Cowboys play. Think in your mind about the Cowboys offense. There's no pizzazz at all. It's really boring. They tried to run when it wasn't working this year. I just think that they need something different.
Okay, and again, Mike McCarthy has had success in the past, and he had Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, and Dak Prescott is a good enough quarterback. I don't think he's amazing, but he's a good enough quarterback. But what makes you think McCarthy is really going to make this any different? I mean, you're saying it got stale. That's exactly the criticism that Mike McCarthy had at the end of the Green Bay era.
So I think that I know they wanted to establish a run this year. And we all say that's the cliche. They got this big offensive line, injury plagued or not, that and they have Ezekiel Elliott. They're putting all this money. Then Tony Pollard emerges. I think they have to modernize and pass on early downs and make a different kind of pass. Like, make it easy for Dak. Have him hit wide open guys like Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay. And the West Coast offense and Mike McCarthy came up. Sometimes you'll be able to do that. I think you need new life. Yes, they've had success. They've gotten a lot of yards. But it hasn't been exciting. And life, I hate to say this, it's going to sound like an excuse. It's got to be a little easier for Dak Prescott. He's got to have a couple more open guys.
Well, that could also be personnel. You know, you talk all the time about how we overrated the Cowboys' skill position players. You know, they never replaced Amari Cooper. Gallup, we knew, was injured coming in. You know, Tony Pollard was a revelation. You already knew he was good last year, but I think he put himself into a new stratosphere this year and then unfortunately got hurt. You got Zeke Elliott. Yeah. That's an albatross. I mean, you got to get rid of that. He's past his prime for what you need. You need speed.
And I know. And now Elliott doesn't have that. Because we don't know if Pollard's going to be ready to go next year. I would assume not. That's a bit of a problem. I mean, here's another problem. Who did they, against Tampa Bay, their offense could not have looked better. But a lot of that was Dak freelance on some plays. Against San Francisco, Dak cannot run. And I'll tell you why. Because San Francisco can chase down anyone. They made Jalen Hurts look completely mortal on his feet until the end of the game when they wore out.
Yeah.
So I think Dak being injured all the time and not being able to run full time takes away a little bit of this as well. If Dak could have run against San Francisco and gotten something going and churned out some first downs with his legs, it would help so much. But San Francisco is so fast up front. I think a big function of what went wrong was San Francisco. They're so good. And Kellen Moore, clearly, you need to try something different because Kellen Moore is not the answer. They hit this wall 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So bring in McCarthy. I think you pass more on first down, that kind of stuff. You know, modern football stuff. If McCarthy really learned from his meeting with Pro Football Focus, he'll know analytics. It's just got to be easier. It just feels like a stale offense to me.
It definitely felt very same. And there was part of it where I was like, I know Jason Garrett is gone, but is he? You know? Well, like, they were a better team, you're right, because of the defense. But a lot of the offense kind of looked a lot similar. You know, when Tony Romo told us they were going to go back to, you know, leaning more on the run game. I mean, kind of. I mean, sort of. I don't think they really committed like they did back in 2018. It didn't look like that necessarily.
Because it wasn't working. Zeke was nobody could turn a 15-yard gain, especially that San Francisco game. He had holes that were the size of the ocean that ended up being 3-yard carries.
Yeah.
So, but by the way, there are reports that McCarthy will hire an offensive coordinator. So there might be some ready for the new blood that they could bring in, some exciting new ideas.
Yeah, lay it on me.
I think this is from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Names like Brian Schottenheimer.
Oh, Schottie's already in the building, buddy. He was a...
He's already there.
He was, and this is, I'll give them credit. This is, I don't know how many teams do this, but he was in charge of creating an offensive game plan, what he thought their opponent's offensive game plan was going to be every week, and then going against Dan Quinn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's been in the building. Who else you got? Oh, Brian Schottenheimer. Don't say that to Samter or any Jets fan around here.
Let's start puking. Okay. You want to go really new blood? I guess Ben McAdoo has a relationship with the team.
Only if he brings the hair gel. You know, to be honest, though, like, that offense didn't look totally awful considering their quarterbacks were terrible in Carolina this year.
A young pup who has never been around, a new guy, give him a chance. Tom Clements, former Packers assistant. Yeah. He's only been around since Favre's rookie year. Then someone named Frank Cignetti Jr., great name. He sounds old, but he's actually not that old. Frank Cignetti Jr.
He does sound like someone sitting around playing dominoes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let me see. He's 57, so he's not young either. Then there's a couple other names. Oh, one name was Byron Leftwich is out there. I'm not sure. I mean, he's coming off a down year. That's not a bad hire. But the other thing, too, Byron Leftwich isn't exactly cutting edge. That offense was pretty standard in Tampa Bay. I don't know.
So why not, you know, someone fire up Jarrah's private jet, fly over to Bangkok, and try to pull Cliff Kingsbury out of whatever, you know,
tea
house he's sitting in right now.
That's pretty good. Cliff would be pretty good. I would like that.
I mean, everyone says he's great as an offensive coordinator. We know it's not really, he's not really cutting it as an as a head coach.
But he wants to play call, and now McCarthy's going to play call.
That's true. You're not going to play call. You're going to be more of a strategist.
Yeah, your strategy. I love that. That's a great solution.
Maybe. I mean, you want to talk about someone being a little more innovative. I mean,
you can't get more Texas than Cliff. It makes perfect
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I'm actually shocked that Cliff Kingsbury is not the head coach.
No.
He's got all the elements of somebody that Jerry would love.
I know, except for the fact that he was a disaster in his last stop.
I know, but I mean, the fact that the Cardinals got to Cliff before Jerry did, because Cliff is Mr., isn't he? I don't know. So he went to Texas Tech. I don't know where he's from originally. He's from Texas. He's from San Antonio. Okay. But, I mean, Jerry must be infatuated with Cliff Kingsbury. No? This is amazing. I've never heard this until you just brought it up.
I don't know. I mean, he's definitely one of the top offensive people available, right? Well, I don't know if I understand why exactly.
Are you leaving Thailand for Dallas? Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be permanently in Thailand. This just might be
the new
lifestyle.
We may never see Cliff Kingsbury again.
I got
dibs on the bachelor pad.
Well, yeah, I was wondering about him. He just signed a new contract with the Cardinals. Does he have incentive not to take a new job? Well, what's his offset situation?
Yeah, I was going to say, once he gets a new job, they probably only have to pay the balance of what he would be making, right?
I don't know. Maybe they don't have to pay him anymore once he gets a new job, in which case...
Thailand it is.
Thailand it is, because he wants that dough.
I would also, have you gotten your scuba license yet? I've heard it's a great place to do that.
You don't think the Cowboys is so attractive that they could make somebody do a lateral move? Like, they're not going to get Brian Callahan from the Bengals or anything like that.
Or the guy Ben Johnson from the Lions or something like that. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Now, I understand, by the way, a change of coordinator, you don't think that can make a difference? Look at what happened with Dan Quinn. That was, remember the year Andy Dalton was in Dallas? That defense was so bad.
Who was that, Mike Nolan?
I think it was Mike Nolan. I think that's right. They were setting all kinds of records for NFL ineptitude. Then Dan Quinn immediately came in there. So you needed Dan Quinn on offense.
Well, they also did some nice things with Diggs, who ended up like having a career year with interceptions.
Until the other day, but yes.
And then you draft Parsons is going to make every defensive coordinator look a lot better. So that was a combo platter.
I 100% disagree with that.
Really?
They went from 32nd in the NFL to 2nd in the NFL.
No, Quinn's been great.
Yeah, Quinn is he's made them accountable.
Which is funny. Can't sniff a head coaching job right now.
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
We'll get into the Denver situation later.
He said he went back to Dallas on his own accord.
Yeah, unfinished business.
So,
likely story.
Here's the other thing. Kellen Moore and Dak Prescott are really tight.
Yeah, they're teammates.
Do you need somebody who is not tight with Dak Prescott to hold him accountable? That could be a good reason, too.
Listen, as Aaron Rodgers told us earlier, there are some leaders who just want to be liked and other people who want to be respected.
Yeah, it's Kellen Moore. I mean,
I have no idea.
I don't predict this Chargers offense. I'll bet you they churn up a lot of regular season yards, score a lot of points. I don't know that Kellen Moore, Justin Herbert, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, I don't know if that's any different than Dallas.
It should be.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, let's focus on McCarthy for now, though. I want to hear from the Dallas Cowboys fans. Do you think McCarthy is going to make this offense better? Period. Well, question mark. I was going to say period, full stop, but that would be grammatically incorrect. Do you think Mike McCarthy will make this offense better? Question mark. Yes or no? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Of course, you're welcome to call in. You can tweet us at Maggie and Pearl. You can get involved in our YouTube chat, which is on fire right now. Honestly, the fact that we haven't had this YouTube chat for this long makes me feel bamboozled.
Incomplete.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Will the Dallas Cowboys offense be better now that Mike McCarthy is calling plays? Let's get on board. Let's go. More Maggie and Perloff right after this.